We reach the edge of the forest and are astonished at what we see. On a hill is a magnificent ruin of a castle. Its sides are overgrown with a pale, sickly moss and thick rope-like vines gone tough with age. Tree roots have grown into the stones. They are like bony fingers twisting and turning about the castle, holding it tight in an unwelcome embrace. One limestone tower refuses to be taken, however. It rises majestically from the hill's grasping hands. The ground near it is covered in a fine coating of frost. It is like a doll's castle under a shaking of powdery sugar. It is odd here, hushed as a first snowfall. "What is this place?" Anne asks. "Let's have a look inside." Felicity leaps forward, but I pull her back. "Fee, we've no idea where we are or who lives there." "Exactly," she says, as if I have missed the entire point of our excursion. "Might I remind you of the Poppy Warriors?" I say, invoking the name of those gruesome knights who lured us to their cathedral in hopes of killing us and taking the magic for themselves. As we ran for our lives, they transformed into enormous black birds, chasing us out onto the water. We were lucky to escape them, and I shan't make the same mistake twice. Anne shivers. "Gemma's right. Let's go back." The stillness is broken by the rustling of leaves. A call comes from the forest. It puts a shiver up my spine. "Woot! What was that?" Anne whispers. "An owl?" I say, my breath coming fast. "No, I don't think so," Felicity says. We huddle close. Felicity draws her sword. Magic swoops through me, battling my fear. There's movement to my right, a flash of white amidst the green. Just as quickly, something scurries through the thicket of trees on the left. "Woot! Woot!" It seems to be all around us. A sound here, a sound there. A streak of colour darts past. "Woot! Woot!" Closer now. I hardly know which way to turn. The bushes are still, but someone's watching us. I can feel it. "Show yourselves," I say, my voice pale as a slice of moon. She steps from behind a tree. Framed in the dusky purple of night, she seems to glow. Her white gown's gone brown with dirt around the bottom. Her skin is the colour of the dead. In her matted hair, she wears a crown of flowers that have died and turned to weeds. But we know her all the same. She is the friend we buried months ago, the friend who would not cross the river, whom we thought lost to the winterlands. I say her name on a terrified whisper. "Pippa!"